Good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh boy, is it a beautiful day today. Good morning, Antigua, Freetown, St. Phillips, Newfields, Parham, St. John's, Yorks, Liberta. Good morning, Jamaica, Mobay, Kingston, Ocho Rios. Good morning, the United States, Ohio, Indiana, New York, New Jersey, California, North Carolina. Good morning to everyone else who's listening. Thank you to my faithful listeners. I appreciate all of you who are still listening to me. This is Dr. Yurita Taylor, author of His Strength in My Weakness, A Journey of Brokenness, Breakthrough, and Transformation. I am having such an awesome day today. I just want to thank God for health and strength. I want to thank Him for everything that He has brought me through this week. It was a rough week. I'm still here. You guys are still there. Thank God for life. The virus did not take us out. We are still here. Thank you, Father, for that. For the past few weeks, I have been talking about abuse and the different types of abuse. And last week, I ended with a prayer. Hopefully, that prayer had helped some. This morning, I am going to take a twist, and I am going to be talking about how much we tell lies. Lies and relationships. That's what I'm going to be talking about. I have encountered so many people in my life, and even for myself, we tell lies. We say that we're not liars, but we tell lies. Now, why do we do that? Okay? You go on the street and you see this man and he's so handsome and he said, hi, hello, how are you? And you exchange phone numbers and you're talking. And you find out that the guy, he's very much into sports. He might love basketball. And just because you want to be with him, you say, oh, I love basketball too. My team is the Warriors. You have no idea who plays on the Warriors. You don't even know nothing about the Warriors. All you know is you know the Warriors because the Warriors is a big team and they're always on TV, always on radio. So you're like, I love basketball too. So then what you do is you find yourself, you're watching basketball with the young man. Then you further into the relationship, you're still watching basketball. Then you get married and you realize, you know what? I don't even like basketball, so I'm just going to tell him, look, go to your game on your own, watch your game on your own, go with your friends because I don't like basketball. So you wait until you're married to say, well, you know what, I don't like basketball. Are we thinking how much that will hurt that other person when we do that? That person saying, okay, we have this in common. This can bring us closer together. We can have a good time together watching basketball. Then she drop it on me. She doesn't like basketball. Vice versa. A man and a woman in the relationship. The man decide, well, you know what? My woman love Italian food. I am going to go eat Italian food. The pasta sauce is tearing his stomach up inside. He can't handle the pasta sauce. But just because he wants to be with that woman, maybe she is very beautiful. Maybe she's very good in bed. Maybe she looks really good on his arm. For whatever reason, he is lying. He loves Italian food. And then guess what happened? You get married. Or 5 years into relationship, 3 years into relationship, you be like, you know what? I've had enough of this. Rather than kill myself, I'm just going to let her know I really don't like Italian food. I just did it because you like Italian food. So now here's what. The woman is left now wondering, why did you lie to me? Why did you lie to me and tell me that you like Italian food when you don't like Italian food and it's messing up your stomach? Do you ever think maybe I would have stayed with you even though you don't like Italian food? Listeners, that happened to me. It happened to me. I met my ex-husband and he's 3 years younger than I am, and of course he didn't tell me his age. And then after, you know, the intimacy and me getting to know him, connecting with him, then he told me his age. But then he told me, if I had told you how old I was, you wouldn't have given me the time of day. That might have been true, but the message here is you have to let people choose for themselves what they're willing to take from the other person. You have married people out there, they're married and they don't wear their ring, especially the men, they don't wear their ring. And you don't know that they're married and you get involved with them. Next, you know, a wife is coming to kill you. You trying to get into your car is slashed. What could happen to my car? Then you find out the man is married. Why didn't he tell you that he was married? Because guess what? We like what we see, so we go after what we think we like without being honest. But you're not really honest. So does that person really get to know who you are when you're not honest? It is not right for us to be lying to be in a relationship just to be with someone. When God created Adam and he saw Adam needed a partner, he created Eve. Eve was perfectly made for Adam, and that's what God does. God makes someone perfectly just for us. If we have to lie to get someone to notice us, if we have to lie to stay in a relationship, then that relationship probably is not for you. And I'm going to step out there and say it's not for you. You shouldn't have to lie to be something that you're not. You shouldn't have to lie and say you like the sports that I like. I love tennis. I'm an avid tennis watcher. Anytime tennis is on, and I know all the names of the players, mostly the veterans, the new ones I'm learning, I love tennis. But it's very rare that you will find someone who loves tennis the way I do. And I'm okay with that. But I don't want that person to lie and say, I love tennis. I will watch it just because you love it. If you don't and you can't stand tennis, just tell me up front. But know that I need my tennis time to watch tennis. I don't expect you to like everything that I like. And that's okay, because no two people are the same. But if you're going to lie, you're going to tell me, Rita, I love tennis. And I will watch tennis with you. I will go to the game with you. And then after you put a ring on my finger, then you say, you know what? I don't like tennis. You got to go on your own. That is spirit crushing, because I am counting on you to enjoy these things with me. And then you're telling me, I only did that because I wanted to be with you. We have to stop telling the lies that we do. We do not have to lie just to be with someone. There's things about us that we will need to curb, we'll need to get rid of. But the individual that you are, the individual God made you, you don't have to change that to conform to anyone. Now, the bad habits, like the cussing, the drinking, you want to drink all the time, you want to eat out all the time, you want to be smoking, those are things you can get rid of. And it's okay to get rid of. But when you're talking about changing something that makes who you are, let's say, for instance, your pastor, and you met a woman out there in the street and she don't want to know God, she don't want to have anything to do with God, you shouldn't have to give up being a pastor if that's who you're called to be, just to be with that woman. No, you shouldn't have to do that. Be who you are, but you don't have to lie to be with someone else. But we like what we see. The outside always looks so beautiful, and we think, well, you know what? When I get with that person, I would have already done so much sexually to that person that that person there is whipped, that I can get them to change their mind and love me anyway. No, because somewhere in the relationship, things change. And the hot fire is not as hot as it was in the beginning. So then what happened? Now reality sets in. And with the sex not being as hot as it was, then that person started to think, what else do we have? What do we have when we take sex off the table? We have nothing, because you lied about having the same interests that I do. We have nothing in common. We don't even listen to the same music. We can't eat the same food because you lied about like in Italian, when Italian sauce is tearing up your stomach. So what do we have in common? And it makes it worse when children are involved. So then what happened? Now you have relationships that are falling apart. Marriages, people have been married for over 20 years, 10 years, 15, 40 years, are getting divorced because guess what happened? They can't take it anymore, because when you don't have those things to share, when you don't have something that you like together, those common interests, you have nothing. You have nothing because you can't spend time with that person. So what you find now is, for the person who likes the sports, I love tennis, then I'll have to watch tennis by myself. And when I'm watching tennis by myself, my husband might decide, well, you know what? I'm going to go down the street. I'm going to go hang out with my friends. And then guess what happened? A divide starts because we don't have anything in common. Not to say that that one thing can cause such a rift that is going to lead to divorce, but then it's spirit crushing when you're saying we have the same interests and we don't. So it doesn't make any sense to lie to get into a relationship with someone, because there's more to life and enjoyment. There is someone out there for everyone. So when you're lying just to be with Harry because Harry has a big house, Harry is rich, Harry drives a Porsche, you might be overlooking Tom over here, who is a better fit for you. But you can't see Tom because you're so busy caught up in the lies you told Harry just to be with Harry, and you miss your Adam over here. For every Adam, there's an Eve. So we don't have to lie to be with someone. If you don't like something, if you know you can't stand, some women, they can't stand sports to save their life, but they lie just to be with the person. And sports are very important to some men. Some men will give their right arm for sports, to watch the sports. And they want their partner to be able to enjoy that with them. They want to be able to sleep in late. They want to be able to go vacation. And they want to be able to just enjoy the finer things in life. But then you have that partner who repels on everything that they like. All because they lied to begin with. I have a friend who, he liked to go out on boats and he go fishing. And when he met his wife, well, they're divorced now. When they met, she pretended that she liked fishing. She liked going out on the boat. And what she did was she took these pills so she doesn't get seasick. So they go out on the boat and she took the pills so she didn't get seasick. So he's thinking, oh, this is a nice time with my woman. And they, you know, go fishing all the time, go out on the boat. And it was fun time for them. You know, they were connecting because you're out there and no telephone, nobody bothering you, just the both of them having a good time enjoying each other. Right after they got married, I mean, the ink was still wet on the paper. She told him, I'm not going fishing anymore. I don't even like fishing. Oh my Lord, his world was crushed. He couldn't believe it because he looked forward to this quality time spending with his wife. Nobody out there but just the both of them. They did it when they were dating. They were dating and it was a good time for them. Good quality time, no interruption, no family, no friends, no phone, no emails, nothing. And he couldn't recover from that because that was a big blow to him. Because he expected, okay, now that we're married, we could really have more quality time together because we're living together now. But then she decided, I don't even like fishing. I never like fishing. I guess she just did it to please him so she could spend time with him. But why do you have to give up who you are just to please someone? And then after the fact, now after you're done, you're married now, you've invested all this time and energy into relationship to find out that that person really wasn't even interested in things I'm interested in. And it goes much deeper than that. I'm just listing one example per relationship where the lies are being told and there's no interest, but it goes deeper than that. I've spoken to couples who they have nothing in common, nothing in common whatsoever. And they can't figure out why they can't get along. They can't figure out why they're arguing all the time. Because what happened? One person lied to the other. And that person is saying, I am who you want. I can be who you want me to be. But then reality kicks in. We always wake up at some point. And then what we do, we realize we can't tell this lie anymore. I really don't like you at all. I don't like anything that you like. And sometimes it's too late. Sometimes we don't even show ourselves until after we're married. You meet this woman and she looks so slim and so beautiful and she's working out. And then she get a ring on her finger. She said, you know what? I'm married now. I don't care how I look. I already got my man. And men do the same thing. You see them, they look so fine, they have a six pack. And then once you get married, then they say, you know what? I'm married now, my search is over. I don't care how I look, my wife gonna take me however I am. My husband gonna take me however I am. But then that's a lie. That's a lie. This thing that women do just before they get married, you know, everybody's going to the gym, everybody's trying to lose weight to fit into the wedding dress. You're telling your husband, this is the size I'm going to be now because I'm getting married and I'm going to stay this size. But then right after the ceremony and the marriage begins, you wonder, where was that slim woman I married? The one that was going to the gym, the one that was counting her calories before we got married. Now look at her. She don't count no calories. She's trying to eat as much calories as she could. The men do the same thing. We put on this facade and we try to be something that we're not. We line our way into relationships, but then it turned out to be very costly. Don't try to be something you're not. If you're not a person who works out and you don't care to work out, don't just do it to please anybody because you will stop. You can't keep it up. Any lies we tell always come to light because we can't keep it up. We tried, but we can't keep it up. And we'll keep it long enough to get what we want. We keep it long enough to get a Mrs. or a Mr., a ring on our finger. But is that worth it? Is it worth selling your soul for? And then you become so unhappy. Then you can't stand each other. And it leads to all kind of other things. Infidelity. It leads to fighting and war. And you resent each other because of the lies that you tell. You shouldn't have to lie to be with someone. If you are 400 pounds and you don't plan on losing 200 and stay at 200 pounds, don't try to tell the woman or the man, I'm going to lose the weight. Don't try to lose it for somebody else. Lose it for yourself. Because when you do it for yourself, you have a higher chance of keeping it off. You have a higher chance of going to the gym, working and keeping it off. But when you try to do something for someone, your heart is not in it. You're not doing it for yourself. It doesn't stay long enough. And it creates issues. Then we have more issues on our hands. We're trying to be something we are not just to fit into a relationship. But what is God saying? What is God saying in all of that? After he done said, you mean that you are uniquely made. I made you uniquely. Why do I need to change who I am just to fit into a relationship with a man? Did God say I don't fit into a relationship with him? No. God said I made you who you are. There's things about me that need to be changed. There's a lot of things about me that need to be polished. But the person that your reader is, that Dr. Taylor is, I shouldn't have to change that to conform to be in any relationship with anybody because God said, I am beautifully made in his image. And he said that the same thing for all of you. You're uniquely made. Don't lie just to be with someone because that's when your headache starts. It might not start for a week. It might not start for a year. It might not even start for 2 years. But when you lie your way into a relationship, that lie is going to come to light. It's going to come to light. And that innocent person is going to hurt real deep. And then when they hurt, they turn on and hurt someone else and a distrust start because guess what? They fell into a relationship, fell in love with someone who lied to them. So now they start to distrust whoever comes after that. Listeners, I am telling you, you don't have to lie to be with anyone. Women, your Adam is out there. Men, your Eve is out there. And you don't have to lie. You don't have to pretend. You don't have to build an ego that touches the sky to be with that person. You will fit into that person's life easier than you can even imagine. And those things that we like to hide and the other person don't know, you don't even have to hide anything. You can openly use the restroom and it's okay. You can openly say, I don't like Italian food. You can say, babe, I really don't like tennis. While you're watching tennis, can I do something else? Because you have other things that are of interest that can complete the both of you. So one thing that you're not interested, that you don't like together, it's okay if you don't. It's okay. But you let that person know up front, I don't like tennis. You love tennis. I don't like tennis. And you know what? That person is your Adam or that person is your Eve. That won't even matter because they know when they're watching their tennis that you can go do something else that you like and it's still okay. It's still okay. But when someone is counting on you to share an interest, to share interest so that you could be completed as one and then you drop that bombshell. You know what? I don't like tennis. I don't like Italian food. I don't like to sleep in late. Oh, I like to sleep in late. I don't like fishing. And all the dislikes happen and they come out after the fact. It ruins life. It ruins relationships. We can be so much better than that. Listeners, that's all I'm going to say today on that topic. Just be who you are because who you are is enough. Who God made you to be is enough. We all have little things about us that we can tweak, we can cut off. But the person that you are deep down inside, when no one is watching you, that person is enough. And your partner is out there to complete you. Listeners, thank you for tuning in. Father God, I just thank you for waking me up today. I have joy in my spirit today, dear God, and I know it's because you are here. I thank you, dear God. I thank you for everything that you're doing in my life and everything you're getting ready to do. Father God, I pray that as you put these messages on my heart, that they reach someone, dear God, because we can be better. We don't have to lie. We don't have to lie our way into any relationship. We don't. We are okay just the way we are according to your word. According to your word, we are beautifully made. And we thank you, dear God. We thank you that we are alive. We thank you for who we are. We thank you that we're going to start doing better and being better people. Father God, thank you for everything you've done, everything you're doing, and everything you're getting ready to do. We love you, God, and we give you all the praise and all the glory. Let us stop throwing it in your face that we're not good enough. We have to lie and pretend to be something we're not. Because that's what we're doing, dear God. When we're pretending to be something we're not, when we're pretending to have interests we don't, that's like a stab in your face that the way you made us is not good enough. So we have to conform to someone else's beliefs. So Father God, help us. Forgive us we falter, dear God. Forgive us that we don't appreciate who we are, as does say your word. Father God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for your grace and your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. Listeners, God made you the way you are for a reason. Let your light shine. Your light is not going to shine if you're lying and hiding under a bushel. Be who you are. Be who you're meant to be. You will find your Adam or you will find your Eve. You guys have a blessed day and thank you. Bye.